All right, this is Wednesday evening, 8/11/21. We've been looking at this since last September, a no-nonsense look at the book of Revelation. And tonight the title is going to be, What Are the End Times Really About? There's a lot of stuff floating out there. You hear a lot of stuff from a lot of people. But what is the real truth? We're going to look at that tonight. It all boils down to two agendas. Which one will you choose? It's a battle over the minds of men. If you're on social media, you know what I'm talking about. There's all kinds of narratives floating around trying to get you to go one way or the other. Satan is bearing down on us, it appears, like Pharaoh and his chariots bore down on the children of Israel. All right, from all natural, the fake news, everything looks bleak. But it's not. But it's whatever you choose to believe. You know, there was a few weeks ago, the Lord was talking to us about timelines. Whatever your mindset is, that's the timeline you're going to walk on and live on. If it's negative, you're going to experience negative. If it is not working, I don't hear it. Do y'all hear a feedback? Yeah, I hear the hum now.
The hum, yeah.
That sounds really bad. Anyway, we feel like sometimes our backs are against the sea. With everything that's coming down on us, it feels like, man, the deep state are after us. They're trying to push their vaccine mandates on us. They're trying to, you know, control our lives. But we have a choice here. Our choice is to say, no, you're not, and to believe that. See, that's what happened whenever the Red Sea happened. For a few weeks now, or really since, spring, the Lord's been speaking to us about we're at our Red Sea moment. It's time for God to show up and make a way, because it just seems like they're trying to squeeze us. It's tighter and tighter and tighter. Okay. Even the children of Israel thought Moses had taken them out there to kill them. They started screaming, they started carrying on. Oh, you brought us out here to kill us. No, but God made a way. We're going to look at that today, because if you haven't read this story, it's a fantastic story, and I believe that's where we are. All right, Exodus chapter 13. Okay, we're going to begin with chapters. Now I don't hear myself at all. It's okay, let's just go on with it. All right, verse 17 is where we're going to start. It said, and it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. So God led them in a way that seemed just the opposite of the way they should have gone. You know, there's times we've not understood the plan and what's really going on, but we have to trust the plan. We know God is the one that's in charge, so He has a plan, and we've got to trust His plan. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. The children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt, and Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had straitly sworn to the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones away hence with you. And they took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire, to give them light to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night from before the people. So what happened? He led them supernaturally. He protected them. All right. Now we're going to look at Exodus 14. See what happened here. Start with verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pi-Hathoroth, before Migdal, over against Baal-Shephon, before it shall ye encamp by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land, the wilderness has shut them in. So what did he do? He took them to where Pharaoh said, they're just prey now. It's too easy. I have to go after them. I've got to go after them. God had a plan. And this is what God said, and I will harden Pharaoh's heart that he shall follow after them, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, and all the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. So what did it make him do? Made Pharaoh come after him. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. He took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and captains over every one of them. He didn't just take out the people that died in the plagues. He was going to take them all out, every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with an high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea beside Pi-Hathoroth before Baal-Shephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did to thee, or the word that we did to thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me, speaking to the children of Israel, that they go forward? But lift up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to those to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. The Egyptians pursued and went in after them in the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots and his horsemen. It came to pass that in the morning watch the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drave them heavily, so that all the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them, There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw the great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. So a supernatural deliverance. And what I want to hone in on is the rod. The rod is the word of God. See, it also resembles the days of Noah. Many years ago, the Lord said to me, build yourself an ark. And he said the ark was the word of God. It's what saved them. God's word saved them. Yeah. All right, let's just look at that a minute. This is Genesis 7. That's what we have to depend on today, God's word. It saved Noah. It saved Moses. All right, this is 7, Genesis. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous, wait a minute, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast shalt thou take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean, by two, the male and the female. Of fowls also the air by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded him, and Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters were upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him into the ark because of the waters of the flood. Of clean beasts, of beasts that are not clean, and of fowls, and of everything that creepeth upon the earth. There went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 7th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and the self same day Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark. They and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. It says whenever the Jesus would come again that it would be like the days of Noah again. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. See, the Lord shut him in. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. And the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beast and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man. And in those whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land died. And every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, the creeping things, the fowl of heaven. They were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark, and the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. So God protected Noah. Through the storm, the Lord cleaned out the entire earth. That's what's going on right now. God is cleaning out the earth. He's cleaning out the stuff that's been here for a long time. Like I said, the ark represents the word of God. That's what we stand on today to keep us safe. Now with that, I know I'm reading a lot of scripture, but I'm kind of laying a foundation here. Psalms 23. Bless you. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So today our focus has to be the good news, not the fake news. See, God's leading us. We can go through the storm without worrying or fretting or wondering what's going to happen. See, we can be safe in God's Word. It's our ark of safety, okay? We can stay peaceful and calm in the midst of the storm. The biggest push of the COVID scandemic is not the mask. It's not even the jab. It's fear. See, this is the big push, fear. And whether it's real or not, some say it's real, some say it's not. They say they haven't even isolated the virus. They can't. They can't even distinguish with the test whether it's the flu or if it's something else. So it's a bunch of lies anyway that they've told us to try to convince us of something to control us. Okay. Fear is the real killer. Fear. You still hearing the... It's all right. Don't worry about it. All right. All right. This is Luke chapter 21. A statement that Jesus said. It says here, this is Luke 21:25. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars. And upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Men's heart failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. So people are literally dying because of fear. It all boils down to that very thing. It's fear. I don't remember who said it, but the only thing we have to fear is fear. Fear itself. All right. The first thing we need to do as children of God is to renew our minds with the Word of God, because we have listened to lots of infiltration into our lives through television, through social media, in school. We've been led to believe things are a certain way and they're not. Probably the truth be told about everything you believe to be true is you're going to find out it's going to be a lie. You know, there's going to be a lot of people committing suicide over this. There's that men's hearts failing them for fear. Q said, if you really knew all the truth, 99% of you would be in the hospital. That's why we'll only know about 20%. That's all that we can handle. But see, we have to trust God. Regardless if that's true, God's Word, He sent His Word and healed us. So, I mean, that's what we have to look to. Uh-oh. All right, let's... Romans 12. Well, I'll fix that. Maybe I'm too close. Sometimes you get too close to those speakers, they do that. How about that? Is that better? Did it leave? I think it did. Okay, Romans, well, no, we didn't. Okay, all right, Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. It says here, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So the Word of God is what will transform us from conformity to the world. See, we've been made in the image and likeness of the beast system, their narrative. And so how we combat this by the Word of God, see, by washing our minds with the Word of God. That's why we put everything on flash drives and encourage everybody to put it in their car and wherever you go, listen to it. Because what does it do? It changes you. It transforms you. I don't know why it's... Never had this happen before. All right, we're going to look at Romans chapter 1 right quick. Romans chapter 1 identifies the world and the way the world is and what we're seeing today in our culture. I want to start with verse 16 there. Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it unto them. In other words, they're wicked, but they know the truth. And this is how. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even as eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. In other words, just by observing nature and how nature is, it shows you God's order. This world is out of order. Beware that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. Here we go again about the two narratives here. We're either going to listen to the world and what it has to offer, or we're going to listen to God's word and get our lives in line with his word. Their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, deceit, debate, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. Does it sound like today? Without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. So this is the type of culture that we have evolved to because Satan has overtaken the minds of men. Because men didn't love God's word. It says, my people perish for lack of knowledge, but it doesn't say because the knowledge wasn't there. It's because they refused it. They refused to hear God's word. They heard what the movies or the TV, or social media, or books in school, teaching philosophies in school. That's what they embraced. I tell you, I know a lot of people think, well, homosexuals are born that way, but they're not. It's a mental thing. if they would transform their minds with the Word of God, they'd come out of that lifestyle. See, it's a narrative that's being pushed. A culture that we don't want is being pushed on all of us, whether we like it or not. But our only hope is the Word of God. Okay. I want to talk just a minute about transhumanism. Transhumanism, well, we're going to look in Daniel chapter 2. Like I said, a lot of scripture, but maybe we need it. This is Daniel chapter 2, verse 31. I don't know if you're familiar with the story of Nebuchadnezzar, and he had the statue, the big giant statue. And the statue represents kingdoms. And the last part is the kingdom that we live in, the very last kingdom, the very last part of the statue. This is verse 31. I'm on 7. 2 verse 31. Daniel is given interpretation to the king, or Nebuchadnezzar, what the dream was about. Verse 31 says, "Thou, O king, sawest and behold a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay." Now the iron, the feet here, this is this kingdom has 10 toes. Because Antichrist, whenever he, or the system, whenever the leaders rise to power, there'll be 10 of them as far as the kingdoms. His legs are iron, and his feet are part iron and part clay. Well, I saw this. Clay is human flesh. Iron is machines. That's what the jab is. It's metal, you know, what they're trying to do with the transhuman agenda. That's this last day beast system, transhumanism. "Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands." It's talking about Jesus here. "Which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay and break them in pieces." See, God's going to crush this kingdom. Jesus is going to crush this kingdom. "Then was the iron and the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth." This is the kingdom of God, the thousand-year reign of Christ. Sorry, this is weird. Y'all see that in this statue? See all these kingdoms? These were from the very beginning all the way down. And it just got worse and bigger till now. Every country in the world has been affected by this. But Jesus is going to take the Antichrist out. All right? This kingdom that the deep state are pushing, it'll be taken out by the rock, Jesus. You'll see that rock through scriptures, the rock that followed the children of Israel. And it says that rock was Christ. The water came out of the rock. All right, we see the merging of the clay and the iron. Think of the Iron Man movies. See, they project through the movies. They tell you what they're going to do. And that's what Iron Man was about. You see, transhumanism. He's becoming more and more the machine. Yeah. All right, there's a lot of information out there about vaccines, and I don't know, what you don't know, but I just thought it was interesting because it's been... I know Klaus Schwab, the German that wants to do all this mechanical stuff in you. You know, that's what he's about, making you like a robot. Okay. All right. All right, I want to turn to Revelation 13 now. We're actually getting to Revelation now. I don't have a whole lot more. And I told you, this is how the enemy gets into our minds. Revelation 13, 15. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast. That's the television. The image of the beast. All networks, all six networks owned by the same people. All deep state. You know? And he gave power to the... And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. So how do we see the image of the beast? On television, on movies, social media. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. And that no man by ourselves, save he that had the mark of the name, mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. You know, Bill Gates owns the patent for COVID, and the patent number is 2020-06-06-06. It's a number of man. Here's wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it's the number of a man, and his number is 666. I'm thinking, Lord, this is like reading a newspaper to me. I mean, for most of my life, I didn't understand this book until the last few years. Because it's time to know. It's time to get in the know. And quit saying, well, no, it's not time. I just want to scream every time I hear somebody say that. All right, tell lie vision. You go to a movie and what are they doing? Project. The projector. It's a projector running a movie. All right. This is what television and movies are all about. They let you know what they're doing and what they're going to do. It's that other narrative that many have chosen, and they are being led like sheep to the slaughter. I've tried to tell so many people, and so many just won't hear. Many have taken the shot with this patent, and they don't even realize. Because they're so ingrained in the system, it's just business as usual. It's what we've always done, you know? All right. Thank God through the cube limit, many have awakened and are pushing back on the beast. All right, chapter 14. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. These are not Jews. This is the Lord's army. I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, as the voice of great thunder, and I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps, and they sung as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. So don't get let 144 trip you up. The dimensions of the city that comes down out of heaven, which is the bride of Christ, is 144 miles four square. So it's not just 144,000. So don't think, well, how could there just be 144,000? Well, God's army, not everybody's fighting in this battle that are Christians. Have you noticed? What are you shaking your head about? Is there anything I need to know? Okay. And in their mouths was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. And they followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, which this is the beast system, Babylon. Babylon has fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation.
He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, or worship the beast in his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. Here's the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And heard a voice from heaven saying unto him, Right blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. And I looked and beheld a white cloud, and upon the cloud was one set like unto the Son of Man, having a head, a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. Another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, Thrust in thy sickle, and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. He that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, Thrust in the sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for grapes are fully ripe. This is the marriage supper of the Lamb. These birds are going to feast on deep state, elites, politicians, movie stars, sports stars. The angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even into the horses' bridles by the space of 1,600 furlongs. I believe that's where we're sitting right now with the military ops and everything that's going down. Yeah. I could be wrong. I don't profess to know it all, but I believe that that's where we sit. All right, chapter 16. I know a lot of people always felt, you know, Book of Revelation, everything, all this bad was going to happen to his people. No. For 6,000 years since the devil's run rampant over this earth, and we allowed him to do it, the church didn't stand up and keep him under our feet the way we were supposed to. You know, they thought, well, all this bad stuff, because a lot of Christians don't want to hear about the Book of Revelation. It scares them. Well, it shouldn't, because it's good for us and bad for the bad. We're going to see that right here. Verse 1 of 16, And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, Go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. The first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. Now remember the image of Nebuchadnezzar? The last part of the feet? Transhumanism? The vaccine? Going that narrative, going that way? Is that worshiping the beast? Isn't it part of the statue? Just saying. That thought just occurred to me. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and was and shalt be, because thou hast judged us. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. I heard another out of the altar say, Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God, which had power over the plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. So these plagues are not coming on God's people. They're coming on the bad guys. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues with pain. They get the blackout, not us. So they're trying to silence us. We have no voice. I see they now have no voice. A reversal's happening, just like Pharaoh and his chariots, just like Haman being hung on the gallows in the book of Esther. They were going to take out all the Jews with a man that contrived all of it, ends up hanging on the gallows that he meant for the Jews. That's what is happening here. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the beast, seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues with pain. I had a word from the Lord back a couple of years ago about all their fancy underground cities, their 2G maglift trains they run back and forth on, all their big mansions, all the riches they stolen from us for 6,000 years. Now they're going to get a pot and a cot. Either death penalty or a pot and a cot. They are not going to have any privacy. They're not going to have any voice because of their choice. That's just the way it is. And blaspheme the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth into the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. And he says, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. You know, something interesting, I don't know if y'all have heard the intel or not, but in Germany they've been flooding the dumps, and 600 bodies of these children's bodies have washed up from these underground dumps. Just imagine when all these waters, all this flooding that's going on is in the hands of the white hats now. They're cleansing. It's cleansing our land. When all this is dried up, just imagine what we're going to see. What they've hidden down in all these places for so long. There's just really no telling. I already told you, I saw a werewolf. I saw this dragon thing. I'm going, oh my gosh, the movies are real. See, they've been showing us what they've been doing all along. All right, let's keep going here. I'm nearly done. All right. Verse 19 I've got here. Let me see what 19 says. All right, let's pick up with verse 19. And the great city was divided into three parts. There's the three city-states, the Vatican, London, D.C. These are the three deep state cities. Rules the world, the beast system. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Every island fled away, and the mountains were not found, and there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. A talent is 60 to 100 pounds each. You think they could do some destruction with that? Yeah, and men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. See, angels. There are several places in Scripture where angels used hailstones to fight battles. I believe we're there, people. I really do. But it's not a time to be afraid. All right, one more passage of Scripture. This is Revelation 19. This is verse 11. God's word is our ark of safety. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. Why? Because he's taken out these leaders, the 10-crowned beast, Antichrist beast. He's slaying the dragon. And every time he gets a crown and sticks it on his head. Many crowns. And he had a name written that no man but he himself knew. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, not his blood, but the blood of the bad guys. So this is a blood that the fowls are going to, he's going to call the fowls to devour. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen and white. And clean. These are not saints. These are angel armies. I just told you about the hail. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword. With it He should smite the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. He treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. He hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying, to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together into the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gather together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and him with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone, and the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Then the next few verses talks about the dragon, the devil, is put in chains and put in the pit for 1,000 years. See, this is what we've got to look forward to, y'all. Would you share with them what the Lord gave you early this morning? Yeah, you will. Get your microphone. Come up here and do it. No, no. I want to get it on tape. And then I want to read the intel that I have.
Can you hear me? During the night, I woke up about 11:30, I guess, and it's not uncommon to wake up and need to go to the restroom. Anyway, I got up, and when I went back to bed, though, usually it doesn't take me long, but this time I couldn't go to sleep, and I knew something was up. So when I encounter that time where I know I can't go back to sleep, I start praying in the Spirit. And I prayed in the Spirit for, I don't know, I ended up getting up after midnight and going into my office in my recliner and prayed again, and I don't know how long, at least a good hour. But anyway, then at the end of it, I realized what I was doing, and the Lord spoke these words to me. I'm going to try to, it's just short. He said, there's a storm coming. And I said, a storm of what, Lord? He said, of the power of God. It's going to sweep across this nation. And I said, well, Lord, I don't recall ever seeing in the scriptures where you referred to the power of God as a storm. When I was wrong, Carla pointed out all through in the books of Revelation where you see the lightnings and the flashes and the thunder and all in heaven. And he said, it's going to sweep across the nation. My righteous judgment is going to sweep this nation clean. And it was, that's really basically what it is. But what I realized what he was saying was, and I said, when, Lord? And he said, in the next few days. So I hate to speak like that to people. When the Lord speaks stuff like that to me, I'd really just soon not share it. But
yeah, but you did it for a reason.
We've known for okay. I'm gonna I'll just shut up right there and let Carla pick up, and she can finish this out.
Duck, go, and there are hundreds of memes about the storm is upon us, and you know, and the president's saying when the military, there's a short video where he is, I don't know where he's, somewhere in the White House, and there's all this military, their wives and husbands standing there, and the reporters ask, he says, it's the calm before the storm, and the reporters ask, what storm, Mr. President? He said, you'll find out. So I thought that was cool. Okay, here's the intel that I have. Use your own discernment on this. You know, all McDonald's restaurants to be closed The Gazarian mafia supply human meat, and McDonald's is the biggest buyer. Children's remains have been used in red shoes, you know, like the Pope wears and the elites wear, they wear red shoes, it's human skin. And they use, these underground things where you get in through submarines, they confiscate jewelry off the ocean floor and they use it and mix it with the blood and the flesh of the babies. And a lot of the elites wear these red, big red ruby rings. Well, that's what it is. Gross. All right, the word fish is code for adrenochrome. Madeleine Albright and Henry Kissinger, deep state, they're both gone. Many people getting sick from the jab. Most people have had two vaccines or getting the COVID or whatever you want to call it. I don't even believe in it, that it's a real thing, but they are getting sick from whatever they're injecting them with, the graphite or whatever. Huh? Yeah. Well, they showed a deal, I was telling Danny today, where it's in another country, this surgeon went in and did an incision, and they used a magnet and got that graphene out of their arm. The doctors receive $400 per shot, and they get bonuses for pushing it, you know, like, get more. The more they push it, the more money they make. Airlines are shutting down flights all over the country. Pilots are refusing to take the jab. The military will not put up with the riots like they did in 2020. The BLM and Antifa are domestic terrorists because their funding comes from outside the country. All right, this is from Negative 48, which is very good, has very good intel. He's talking about the Red Stars, the Hollywood crowd of the 1940s. Most of these were communists. They became the backbone of communism. Here's a partial list from the FBI of the card-carrying communists. You remember the term? Y'all probably don't, but we remember. They used to talk about the card-carrying communist in the country. Now, these are going to shake you, maybe. Katharine Hepburn, Charlie Chaplin, Betty Davis, Burl Ives, Burke Lancaster, Myrna Loy, Arthur Miller, John Huston, Gregory Peck, Kirk Douglas, Lucille Ball, Lauren Bacall, Melvin Douglas, Lloyd Bridges, Henry Fonda, Frank Sinatra, Burgess Meredith, Gene Kelly, Ever G. Robinson, Ava Gardner, Douglas Fairbanks, Orson Welles, Ira Gershwin, Kirk Douglas, Danny Kaye, the Marx Brothers, Peter Lorre, Leonard Bernstein, Humphrey Bogart, Lena Horne, Ed Sullivan, Ronald Reagan, Nancy Reagan. I did see a white, black and white photo of Reagan at Bohemian Grove. Yeah, I don't know what that's about. Bohemian Grove is where it's in California, and it's on private land, and the elites go there, and they have their, like, fox and the hound hunts with their children, pedophilia and all that goes on. Some people think that Reagan had an epiphany later and he did the country good. This cycle of the communistic thing is repeated about every 70 years. Now, there were some others that I didn't get the names down, I didn't recognize. The all wars are bankers' wars. All the wars were financed for gain. They're not just natural wars that happen. All right, think about some of the movies of that time. They were pushing an agenda, like Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. There's all kinds of different kinds of movies. The hippie movement was one of those pushes to try to divide us. That's their goal, is try to divide us, kind of like with the BLM right now. They're always about creating division. Here are a few more on that list. Paul Newman, the Smothers Brothers, and Joanne Woodward. We've been under the beast from Jekyll Island for 107 years. If you follow 107, now you know why. It's 107. Okay. That's what he does. He exposes, you know, on platforms, and he has books. You know, that's how he exposes kind of our history over the last 107 years. 107. It is said that James Wood, a patriot, works for Donald John Trump and is one of the actors playing the part of Biden. AOC works for Trump. Yeah, that's a, yeah. Well, she's so out there. You know, like, well, because she's so left and so radical, I guess it, you know, it just made everything just like, it was just blown out of proportion. Anyway, that's what it says here. Trump is a shark in a goldfish tank is what Negative 48 said. We have one so big, Trump's a shark in a goldfish tank. Trump's show The Apprentice was also sending a message, Apprentice equals 107, and he got real good at saying, you're fired. I thought, I see that. Now he's telling the swamp, you're fired. All of you, you're fired. Every congressman, every senator, all judges, they're all going to be arrested, all of them. We're not just winning, but we have already won, and we are just watching the movie. Well, Hugh says, you know, have your popcorn ready. Biden never had a State of the Union address. The real POTUS, Donald John Trump, did CPAC in February of 2021. You heard his speech. Michael Jackson is alive. Some of the songs he sang were gematria, like 1, 2, 3, talk about ABC. It's all code, okay? All right, 144 equals digital soldier, the 144,000 in God's army we just talked about. The art of war is 102. World peace is 102. Think about Miss Congeniality. What do you want to see done for this country? World peace. I don't know how many times they said it through that movie. See, they're projecting in everything they do. Everything they say is code. Everything the president says is code. Remember the movie with, okay, I already told you that. Lady Liberty, she's the queen of heaven. That's a demon. Or you could say Baphomet. All right, this is from the little talk show with Brad Barton. Trump in office is soon to be, and it's soon to be made public. He's never left office. Because of what they did with the election, it was like we went into wartime. And in a wartime, they suspend elections. He suspended the Electoral College. So he's never left office. The military has been advised that they will salute only Donald John Trump. They do not recognize Biden, which he's just an actor playing a part anyway. A lot of the storm is coming from Donald John Trump's book, The Art of the Deal. Some of the deep state players have made deals, and they're just playing along. I think we're going to be shocked to see who might be a white hat and who might be a black hat. And we thought the opposite was true. All right, Biden is not playing a part fraudulently. This is an actor playing a part. It's all part of the plan. Okay? He still disgusts me. I don't care. He is played by three different actors. It's unconstitutional to force people to take the shot. Let them fire you, and then you'll have a lawsuit, in other words. Let them fire you, then you've got a lawsuit, and you'll win. 17 is legitimate, which that's cute. JFK Jr. is alive. The law enforcement officer that brought this intel says he has seen him in person, as well as his wife, Carolyn. Donald John Trump is calling the shots, and there have been deals made. Sidney Powell has been off the scene because she has been really busy. She's been at the spa. That's where they're holding the military tribunals. Gitmo is the spa. All right, this is from Sherry Ray's intel. There will be the bombing with the rods of God of 34 deep state buildings, like landmarks, like the Vatican, the White House, probably the Capitol. Not sure of others. There's places all over the world. Project Odin to begin. This is Project Odin. Task Force Odin is an acronym for Observe, Detect, Identify, and Neutralize. So it's by the United States Army. It's an aviation battalion created August 2006 to conduce reconnaissance, surveillance, and target acquisition operations to combat insurgent operators of improved implosive devices in Iraq. So that's what they're doing. They're uncovering all the insurgency that's going on with all the deep state. All right. 85% to 90% of all ill in the hospital right now are fully vaccinated individuals. I know this. I went to the Lord about the vaccine, and he said, they're getting what they're fearing while they're taking the vaccine far. Isn't that what vaccines were in the first place? They give you part of the disease, so you build up an antibody. So, yeah. In the 1885 edition of the 1611 Bible in Mark, the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 30, the word anon is used. I thought that was interesting. All right. I took these pictures myself. Walmart took down all these pictures. After he posted this, I went on Walmart. I took these pictures, and Walmart took it down, and now I'm getting emails from Walmart. Dadgummit, I just don't know what. Yeah, I guess so. Let me turn this. Well, y'all still need to hear me.